And we're getting news today that Joe Biden is expected to nominate Miguel Cardona to lead the Education Department. Cardona would be the third Latino appointed to Biden's cabinet, which would also include the first Native person to head the Interior Department. If confirmed, Congresswoman Deborah Holland would oversee one-fifth of all land in the U.S., including 55 million acres of tribal land. Let's get reaction to her historic nomination. Jim Enote is a Zuni tribal member and incoming board chair of the Grand Canyon Trust. Jim, welcome.
Thank you for having me back, Peter.
Sure. And, you know, many people have pointed out in the past few days that the Interior Department was actually created to subjugate and oppress indigenous people. So what does this moment, this nomination, mean to you?
Well, Peter, I see Representative Holland's nomination to Interior Secretary as another conjunction, you know, coming at a time when millions of people are observing the winter solstice and seeing Jupiter and Saturn aligning close together. I think in terms of public health, social unrest, and political upheaval, we are wondering, can it get any worse? And the sun has paused at its lowest point, and there's no guarantee it will come back. And so we pray and we wait for the sun's verdict and hope the days will become longer and warmer and the goodness of people will wake and rise again. Now, I can't speak for all tribal nations, but many, mine included, have a tradition of matriarchal organization. So Deb Haaland's nomination sends a powerful, uplifting message to marginalized peoples and Native women and girls in particular.
Well, that is such an interesting perspective that you bring to this conversation. And for most people listening to this conversation, the Interior Department is not an agency that they interact with much on a daily basis. But I know for people in the region where you live, in the Four Corners region of the Southwest, it is, in fact, an incredibly important agency. Just talk about that and sort of the impact that agency and Deb Haaland could have on your community.
You know, one is the obvious Bureau of Indian Affairs, but also Interior includes things like the Bureau of Reclamation, which involves water and dams. Also, the U.S. Geological Survey. Many tribes rely on the U.S. Geological Survey for their testing, for their good science, and also for their kinds of mapping and their work around minerals and things like that. So there are so many things that Interior's responsibility to tribal nations encompasses. And wrapped up in all of it is the trust responsibility of the U.S. government.
Well, no doubt an incoming Interior Secretary will face stiff opposition from the fossil fuel industry, which of course benefited from a pro-business Trump administration. But what other environmental causes would you like to see the next secretary take up?
Well, I think many tribal nations obviously hope to see the reestablishment of the original boundaries of Bears Ears National Monument and other public lands important to regional tribes.
And that's in Utah, which the Trump administration has attempted to dismantle to some extent.
Yes, to a large degree. I think her appointment will also reinforce that climate change is back on the table. You know, tribal nations no longer have the liberty to migrate in response to desertification. We must adjust, we must reclaim, we must apply our traditional dry land knowledge to survive, and we must do it quick.
To that point, I want to ask you about one other related story in your area, and that is a few days ago, the Navajo Generating Station was demolished. Now, this is a coal plant that was once one of the dirtiest in the country, and the stacks from the plant, you could see for miles. It was an iconic structure there in northern Arizona. They came down because the economics of coal just didn't make sense anymore. But for you, as someone who is in the area and as a Native person, how significant was that for the region to see that coal plant destroyed?
Well, to me, yeah, it was like something has come down that has been just a plague, not only in terms of health, but also just on the landscape. So I think there's this a moment of like a threshold. The stacks came down and it's like, what's next? People don't want just normal, like small cottage industry kind of jobs that are just barely enough to survive. People want to save money and buy a new pickup truck. People want to send their children to college. People want to take vacations to Hawaii and buy braces for the kids. So it's going to take some work.
Yeah, and you're right. The coal plant provided a lot of pretty good paying jobs for a lot of Navajo and Hopi people up there in northern Arizona. Jim Enote, CEO of the Colorado Plateau Foundation and incoming board chair of the Grand Canyon Trust, an environmental advocacy group. Jim, always good to speak with you. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.